What are you doing here?
I'm on my honeymoon.
Very interesting. So am I.
I hope you're enjoying it.
It hasn't started yet.
Neither is mine.
Are you happy?
Perfectly.
Good.
Are you?
Ecstatically.
What's she like?
Fair. Very pretty. Plays the piano beautifully.
Very comforting.
How's yours?
I'd rather not discuss it.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. You'll probably come popping out in a minute and I shall see for myself.
Have you known her long?
About 4 months. We met on a house party in Norfolk.
Very flat, Norfolk.
There's no need to be unpleasant.
That was no reflection on her, unless, of course, she made it flatter.
Your voice takes on an acid quality every time you mention her.
I swear I'll never mention her again.
Good. Now I'll keep off yours.
Thank you.
Not at all. That orchestra seems to have a remarkably small repertoire.
Strange how potent cheap music is. Someday I'll find you, moonlight behind you, true to the dream I am dreaming. As I draw near you, you'll smile a little smile. For a little while, we shall stand hand in hand. I'll leave you never, love you forever. All our past sorrow redeeming. Try to make it true.
You always had a sweet voice, Amanda.
Thank you.
What exactly were you remembering at that moment?
Lots of things.
So was I.
What fools we were to ruin it all. What utter, utter fools.
We were so ridiculously over in love.
Yes. And yet, here we are starting off with two quite different people, in love all over again, aren't we? Aren't we?
No.
Elliot.
We're not in love all over again, and you know it. Good night, Amanda.
Oh, Elliot, don't leave me. We won't talk about ourselves anymore. Talk about outside things, anything, only stay with me till I pull myself together.
Very well.
What have you been doing lately, during these last years?
I went around the world, you know, after...
Yes, yes, of course I know. How was it?
The world?
Yes.
Very enjoyable.
China must be very interesting.
Very big, China.
And Japan?
Very small.
Did you eat shark's fins and take your shoes off and use chopsticks and everything?
Practically everything.
And India? The burning Ghats or Ghats or whatever they are and the Taj Mahal. How was the Taj Mahal?
Unbelievable. A sort of dream.
That was the moonlight, I expect. Of course, you saw it in the moonlight.
Yes. Moonlight can be cruelly deceptive.
And it didn't look like a biscuit box, did it? You know, I've always felt that it might.
Darling, I do love you so.
I do hope you met a sacred elephant. They're lint white, I believe, and very, very sweet.
I've never loved anybody else for an instant.
You mustn't.
And you love me too, don't you? There isn't any doubt about it anywhere, is there?
No. No doubt anywhere.
You're looking very lovely in this damned moonlight, Amanda. Your skin is clear and cool, and your eyes are shining. And you're growing lovelier and lovelier every second as I look at you. You don't hold any mystery for me, darling. Do you mind? There isn't a particle of you that I don't know, remember, and want.
I'm glad, my sweet.
More than any desire in the world, deep down in my deepest heart, I want you back again. Please.
Don't say any more. You're making me cry so dreadfully.